Hi, I'm Pranav and I'll be talking about Can renewable sources of energy replace non-renewable sources of energy? Before we answer the question in context, let us take a quick look at these two forms of energy. Renewable energy, often referred to as clean energy, comes from natural sources or processes that are constantly replenished, do not deplete, or can be replenished within a human's lifetime. This typically includes energy generated from solar, wind, biomass, geothermal, hydropower, ocean resources, etc. While non-renewable energy comes from sources that will run out or will not be replenished in our lifetimes, or even in many, many lifetimes. In other words, they cannot be readily replaced by natural means at a pace that is quick enough to keep up with consumption. These are fossil fuels like coal, petroleum, and natural gas. Now, to find an answer to the question, we need to go back to the dawn of the Industrial Revolution. We would see that it was built on fossil fuels, first coal, then oil, and then natural gas. These provided energy for industrial furnaces, trains, ships, and much more. Coal was initially the starting point of energy form for cities, but this was later replaced by natural gas, and then electricity made its way into the daily routine. Electricity today accounts for almost 60% of the type of energy consumed in the world, while hydrocarbons like coal and oil, powering trains, ships, and jets, along with other plastics for consumer goods, account for the rest 40% of the energy consumed by humans all over the world. Relating back to the original question, I feel that renewable sources will replace non-renewable sources of energy in the near future. Witnessing the technological advancement in the recent years in the field of energy production, storage, and distribution has made me opine as a bow. For example, the omnipresent electricity that has traditionally been produced by coal-powered electric generators or by taming the running water through huge dams, today, electricity has come to be generated efficiently and cost-effectively through the usage of wind and sun. Solar energy is used to generate electricity either through photovoltaic cells or through steam turbines. Wind-powered generators are also not left behind in this race. Apart from the advanced standalone wind turbines in the windy areas, we now have offshore wind turbines that are floating on the sea. The offshore turbines make use of the constant wind that exists on the sea and then transmits power to the shore through cables. In addition, there have been numerous experiments on drone-based wind power generation and floating kite-based units that float in the sky, generate power, and transmit back to the earth, all the while aiding renewable power generation. Hydroelectric power generation has also evolved over the years. While the traditional power generating stations demanded large-scale dams, the new advanced alternators and turbines generate power using small streams of water, giving birth to mini hydel power stations. Moving further, a lot of research has led into the arrival of new turbines that effectively utilize the power of moving tides. This has further enhanced power generation across seacoast. Biomass gasifiers and geothermal-based electricity generators are also playing a crucial role in this massive task of replacing fossil fuels with renewable resources. I would also like to highlight the advancement that has been made in the power storage arena. Historically, the biggest complaint is most of the renewable energy production systems have a lack of continuous production of power. For example, solar power is available only when the sun is bright and visible. Similarly, wind power also changes based on the speed of the wind. Even the tidal power stations also face the same issue during low tide. However, today, due to huge technological accomplishments, we have the arrival of new storage options from lightweight lithium-ion batteries to deep-discharge tubular batteries. These batteries are not only capable of holding large quantity of power or charge in them, but also capable of performing in harsh environments at ease. Just to put things in perspective, you all very well know that the Tesla electric cars are where they are today due to the batteries that they use, lithium-ion. Further, such is the advancement in this field that we even have a huge cargo ship that now runs on electricity. China's coal-carrying cargo ship on Pearl River in Guangdong province is a classic example for that. This ship is 70.5 meters long with a cargo capacity of 2,000 tons and runs entirely on battery power. So the day is not far when we see a huge transformation in the space of electricity generation, where renewable energy-based electricity is not just a standby option, but the prime mover on its own. While that perhaps addresses only 60 to 70% of the energy requirement, the rest still needs alternatives. Behold, we are not way behind there. There has been a huge amount of research and development in hydrogen-based fuel cells that can power ships, trucks, and other huge energy-consuming machinery. Electricity generated through hydroelectric power stations is being used to split the water into hydrogen and oxygen, while the hydrogen is then used to fuel hydrogen fuel cells as well as a few other forms of hydrocarbons. In this reverse engineering, hydrogen derived from splitting water is used to fuse with carbon to generate hydrocarbons that can further be used for other power requirements. At this point, this might not be an economically practical option. However, I am sure that there will be more technological advancements that will make this an everyday option. With that, I would like to recap that if not immediately, but in the near future, non-renewable energy will get replaced by renewable energy sources. Thank you.